We are live. Hey, everybody. How you doing? We're live. Yay. My Bobby is ready. What the fuck does that mean?
My Bobby is ready.
The fuck you mean your Bobby?
What do you think it means, DJ?
Get out of here. You don't know Bobby.
The fuck do you think it?
It's not legit. You're fucking fake. You're a fucking fraud, and you know you're a fucking fraud. Get the fuck out. You're sick of me with your fucking lies. Show Bobby.
So mean, DJ.
Yeah. Well, these motherfuckers, they don't get no respect. The fuck is that shit?
What is this, DJ?
I ain't commissioned that.
What's that?
I mean, it's me drawn as a fucking furry, obviously, but I didn't fucking commission it. I never asked for that shit.
What is that,
DJ? Strange. Looks old, too.
I never asked for it. Obviously some DeviantArt motherfucker that liked my videos decided to create this shit, but I never endorsed this.
What's this, dude?
I never endorsed that shit.
What's this? What's this
right here? Am I using it as my profile pic or anything? Fuck no. So if someone draws furry art of you, that means you're a fucking furry? Is that what you're saying?
What would this be right here, TJ?
That's me drawn as a furry. I've already told you what it is.
So we can add another one to the list. Jerks off to furry porn. Check. Has the a furry
thickens.
NSFW comic. Check. Has a fursona. Check.
Looks kind of like Scotty too. Not even close.
That's not even my fucking fursona. I mean, if I had one.
Yeah, I am a platypus, so this is not me for certain. 100%. This is definitely a TJ. I mean, it's even taking a TJ pose. It's like TJ. This is TJ in his first sona rambling the internet.
I'm just wondering what this is, TJ. That's all.
I told you what it is.
Don't shoot the messenger, TJ.
Someone else cannot impose a fucking fursona on me. Bullshit.
Don't shoot the messenger, man.
Oh, sure. You're upset that it contradicts your fursona. Got you.
It's not my fucking fursona. I mean, I don't have a fursona, but that's not it. If I did. Right. I wouldn't be so
like as we stated previously, it's basically a contradiction of your actual fursona.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have an actual fursona.
Well, you just said yeah, so I'm just very confused, TJ.
Fuck that shit. That is a goddamn lie right there.
TJ, you're a furry dude.
TJ's fursona would be a rabbit so he could get with Judy Hopps. Judy Hopps fucks a fox.
That's true.
You ain't gotta be no rabbit to get with Judy Hopps.
Yeah, they crossbreed species all the time up in that shit.
She's a fox fucker, dude.
Yeah. Amen. A motherfucking men.
We all love you, TJ. I want you to know that.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
We all appreciate love you, and we accept you for what and who you are, TJ.
I mean, I sent you a fucking some fan art someone drew of you as a goddamn octopus. That doesn't make you a fucking furry, dude.
I didn't see anything like that.
I sent that to you. I sent that to both of you. No?
I think you're making things up, TJ.
Okay.
My bad. I haven't seen anything like that. Could you, I mean, if someone supposedly sent you something, can you put it on the screen now? I don't say anything.
I mean, I don't have it fucking on the computer.
Oh, right. I mean, how convenient.
TJ in full character, having a blast. I mean, what? Be in full character? What the fuck are you even talking about? You've lost your mind. You're insane.
He said you would be in full character and having a blast if you just let your fur flag fly, dude.
No, I don't need to do that because I don't have no fur flag. It's not real. You're a lie. You're fucking liars. It's fucking sickening. Paul,
TJ, say, I mean, look, if you want to deny it, I mean, you can deny whatever you want. That's up to you, man. But the truth shall set you free.
Paul, instead of a furry suit, can we see you in a Vosh suit? What does that even mean?
Whoa.
That'd be pretty easy to do, honestly. Just get me a couple of keloids and I'll shave the sides of my head and put a ponytail in the rest.
Don't want Paul to pull a Hellraiser, dude. Where are the skin of Vosh?
TJ has internalized fur phobia. I ain't got no internalized shit, bro.
I think TJ just thinks we won't accept him, and that's just not true, TJ. We love you.
Bullshit.
You're among friends.
Bullshit. We love you. I ain't got... what?
You can just come out and say it, TJ.
No. Because I ain't a furry. It's fuck. I've explained this on numerous occasions. I've gone into this. I've drawn diagrams. I've laid out charts. So this idea just needs to die. Just needs to fucking die. Because I'm not going to deal with this. The whole fucking furry gauntlet. These accusations that I myself am a furry. It's fucking absurd and ridiculous and asinine and cringe.
You know, yeah. TJ, that sounds... You know what that sounds like to me?
What?
That sounds like someone who knows what they are and is in denial about it and tries to make a speech to the contrary. And now, look, if you want to deny, I think what's evident to everyone here, I mean, that's up to you, TJ. But I think when we have looked at the facts, and look, you know, me and Paul have actually talked to several leading experts in this community, and they all agree, TJ, that you're, yeah, there's something going on. There's some sort of block from you expressing your true persona to the people of the world.
Furries are brought up a lot during this podcast. It's pretty much every episode. I mean,
yep.
We've mentioned,
bye, TJ.
We've mentioned furries a few times because we're doing a gauntlet about furries. Like, we have not mentioned, like, prior to us deciding to do the furry
constantly gauntlet, by TJ.
Prior to that, there was not furry men. There was not furries mentioned in every episode.
You know, there's actually a program, is an AI that can go back through old YouTube videos, and we put in you as one of the hosts of the show. And we analyzed the number of times you brought up the word furry. Do you know me? Do you want to know how many times you said that word over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years?
Sure.
You have any guesses how many that might be?
Maybe, I mean, including the last couple episodes?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe like, say maybe 20 times, 25.
25 times. All right. You guys, we analyzed that.
You guys have probably said it more tonight.
2,374 times, TJ.
Holy shit.
I don't believe it. You got to cite
2,374. I mean, we can easily provide that to you. Me and Paul were analyzed as well. I mean, Paul had said it maybe 7 or 8 times. I'd said it maybe a dozen times.
Whose episode was it comparing Lil Bunny and Judy Apps? I mean, obviously it was my episode. I mean, does that
I mean, who was also the author and the writer, the principal writer, storyteller behind a $2 million furry comic, TJ. Who is that?
I mean, that'd be me.
I mean, yeah, TJ, you can say you just crassly exploited people. I mean, that's one way to look at it. But TJ, isn't it also a reflection? Is not the art the reflection of the creator themselves, TJ? Does that not reflect some part of you?
It can be, but I mean, in this case, it was just crass marketing gimmick, you know?
I don't believe that, TJ.
Why not?
Like I said, it's just based on past experience. I mean, look, we analyzed, TJ, the words that you've said over a period of 5 years. And we did a deep analysis. I mean, TJ, we compared that to other people on the show, the other hosts, me and Paul.
I mean, you guys have probably said the word furry 2,000 times just tonight alone.
I mean, obviously, we're not including this episode. But obviously, because this episode, we're kind of, I think, at a juncture here.
I mean, you guys seem more obsessed about furries than I do.
I mean, we're having an intervention, intervention right now.
Yeah, I mean, TJ, we're not talking about this lightly. It's not like we're just, you know, we've come here just to talk about furries because we have a general interest in them. Like, I have no problem with them as people. Obviously, they're free to express themselves.
We've watched you over the last year pick up a pretty heavy drinking habit to try and cover up your furriness.
That's true.
I mean, we're watching you destroy yourself, TJ, and we love you. We don't want that.
And we know what's, you know, eating you, TJ. What's there's been something inside, I think, that's been suppressed. And when you suppress these things, TJ, I don't think it's psychologically or mentally healthy for you to go through your life suppressing your true feelings and desires. When, you know, I think everyone here, especially in this community, is willing to accept you just as you are, TJ, because we don't judge people simply because they have different interests in us or they care about different things than us, TJ. So that's all we're saying. I mean, is that such a bad thing, TJ? Is that such a bad thing to show, you know, an abiding love for you?
I feel like you're just way off base on this, you know? That's all. That's my main thing.
I mean, why are we off base, TJ?
I just think you're way off base because I did not identify as a furry.
Okay, I mean, sure. I mean, maybe technically you haven't accepted that label yet. I'm not saying you have to even accept that label, TJ, but I think in spirit, if nothing else, TJ, you are indeed a furry.
I mean, I think your evidence is pretty scant of that, Scotty. I mean, like, look, let's like,
I mean, like, just the mere number of mentions, you'd have hard numbers for you. 2,370.
I mean, I don't, TJ. I mean, you could be pulling that number right out of your ass. I have not seen any evidence that that number is at all accurate.
Like I said, I'd be happy to furnish you that right after this show.
Yeah, show me that data, because I need to see the data before I can even comment on what you're talking about there. I need to look at the context.
Like I said, as soon as I want to look at the data, TJ, I'm happy to show that to you.
I mean, everybody wants to fuck Lola Bunny. Let's be real. There's no one who doesn't want to fuck Lola Bunny. Everybody wants to fuck Lola Bunny across the board. You don't have to be afraid to want to fuck Lola Bunny. She's just hot.
I would pass on fucking a bunny, but that's just me.
I mean, we're not talking about fucking a bunny. We're talking about fucking Lola Bunny, who is
a bunny.
But she's an anthropomorphic bunny. With very curvy fucking figure, who was designed to be sexy by Warner
Brothers. That's not curvy, TJ.
Oh, yeah.
That's not curvy. She's pretty fucking thin.
I mean, curvy does not mean fat, Paul.
No, it means that she's curvy got some means, curves to her body. Yeah, and that all looks like straight lines to me.
I mean, she's got a big old jutting ass. She has the clear fucking implication of titties. Her posture alone is like an exaggerated arc in her back. And so like they fucking clearly sexualized this character by making her extremely curvaceous. And you know, I saw her as a young kid, and I was, you know, it brainwashed me.
Paul, they made him be a furry.
That's what I mean. They made him. I mean, look, if you guys are denying you'd fuck Lola Bunny, you're just liars. Because both of you guys would fuck Lola Bunny, and that does not make you furries. That just makes you normal.
TJ, I mean, from
the perspective of a furry, sure, yeah. From the perspective of someone who has that sort of mentality going into it, I could definitely see that point of view, TJ. But me and Paul just simply don't share that point of view.
Trying to paint everybody else as a furry is a tactic, TJ.
I mean, I'm not saying you are a furry. It's just like a straight dude might have a fucking dick or two that he would suck. That doesn't make him gay. Doesn't even make him bi. He just has a couple of exceptions. Everybody's allowed an exception or two. You know, like, rules don't have to be super rigid. I'm comfortable with wanting to fuck Lola Bunny, but not identifying as a furry. And that's just that. That's just that. I mean, like that, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like you've got a lot of excuses worked out for this, TJ.
I mean, it's not an excuse. It's just the way it is.
Very rehearsed and calculated, this screed that you're on, TJ.
Man, there's no calculation behind it. I think this is just, I mean, cause I've been faced with these accusations before, you know, by you guys. And, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, if I was a furry, I'd be proud to admit it. I'd fucking call myself a furry. I'd wear my fursuit proudly. I'd fucking wear it every show. I'd be like, you know what, guys? I'm the furriest motherfucker there is. But, you know. And once again, what does this prove? This proves that someone created fan art that I'm a furry?
I didn't say it proved anything, TJ. You seem very defensive.
I mean, you said that the first time you brought it up, and I don't see any reason why it's being brought up again.
No, I didn't. No, I did not. You can go run the tape back, TJ. I just asked, what's this, TJ?
Yeah, but you asked it, you know, you were asking it with full of, there was a lot of implications in your tone.
Oh, was there implication? Was there really in my tone?
Yeah. Are you saying that tones can't have implications? Because there was definitely a lot of implications in that tone.
All I asked was a simple question. What is this, TJ?
And I answered you, and you kept persisting and asking the same question over and over again.
You never really explained what it was.
I did. I said it's a fucking, it's obviously a furry rendition of me.
Mm-hmm.
But just because someone has drawn me as a furry does not make me a fucking furry.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very scientific poll going up for you guys right now. Is TJ a furry? And I think we're going to have...
I mean, other people are not allowed to vote on what you are, Scotty. That's ridiculous.
Although, well, we're asking people what their opinions are.
I mean, it's not a matter of opinion.
I mean, they can have that opinion, TJ. I mean, can you have an incorrect opinion?
Yeah.
Your Discord is a furfest.
They can have an opinion that's wrong. TJ. Then I think it's fair to say that people can have an opinion about, are you a furry?
Well,
Discord is the total fur fest, TJ.
All right, let's look, TJ. Well, TJ, so what?
I mean, just because I have...
we got a lot of votes coming in, TJ. TJ is a furry for sure, dude.
Just because some of my content obviously appeals to furries does not make me myself a furry. It's ridiculous.
I mean, asking those people watching you right now, TJ, I mean, just overwhelmingly just saying you are.
Well, I mean, that's because, I mean, they're just fucking following along with your dumb meme.
No, they're not.
They're just following along with the meme, Scotty.
Why wouldn't they follow along with you, TJ?
Because it's funnier to them for me to sit here and deny I'm a furry and for them to just fuck, oh yeah, he is a furry. He's probably wearing a fursuit right now.
Well, I'm just telling you, just it's unequivocally just going, I mean, against you, TJ. I mean, so we have these very fair options. Is TJ a furry? And it's yes. You know, TJ is a furry for sure and furry for life. And of those, I think, fair and adequate options, TJ is a furry for sure. That's 48%, man. Sorry, TJ.
Absurd. It's not even a fair poll. It's not even remotely a fair
poll. How's it not a fair poll?
Because there's not even any options that negate the possibility.
There's the possibility that no one could have voted.
Well, I
didn't vote. Yeah, there you go. I didn't vote to defend TJ from the slander. See, there you go. That was the option.
Well, that's a terrible option. Because that doesn't fucking... That doesn't
the only option they've been afforded to make to voice
you're basically opinion. Taking away the voice of those who fucking stand against this fucking ridiculous assertion.
Well, I mean, if I've taken away that voice, many have taken that voice to express that they think you were a furry for sure, TJ.
TJ is a coward. Why am I a coward? That's
a majority of people here have already expressed that. Look, I encourage everyone here to vote.
I'm a coward because I won't own up to a label that does not apply to me. That's absurd.
Yeah, please vote right now. Let's teach you how you feel. I mean, because right now we have 71 votes in. I mean, that's a majority of people here have voted, TJ.
Yeah, this election is obviously... I mean, this election literally is rigged.
It's not rigged. How is it rigged? Like that guy said, he can abstain from voting.
TJ is a furry, but usually projects denial, bashing the furry's highest true passion, hypocrisy. That is nonsense.
Is very sad, but very, very insightful. Thank you for that insightful comment. Can we bring that back up on the screen? All right, why is that being removed so hastily?
I mean, I read it.
I mean, you read it very quickly. All right, we'll move on. It's fine.
I've lost all respect for TJ for not coming out. I'd love to be a champion of your community if I was part of it, but I'm not. I feel like I'd be an inadequate champion of the furry community as a non-furry.
I'm not a trans person, but I'm a champion of the trans community. I take their back. Why can't you back up your fellow human beings?
I mean, I've even produced content for them. I think that is that's backing them up, right?
Did you produce it for them, TJ?
Yeah.
Or did you produce it for you?
I mean, if it was just my fucking comic that all I wanted was from it was for my own personal gratification, why would I release it publicly? Why would I put it for sale?
Perhaps you're gratified simply by releasing something of a pornographic nature at all, TJ.
Maybe. But, you know, that's not necessarily making me a
furry. Of all the genres you could have possibly released it in, TJ, it's very suspicious. You must admit, even if it's just a stunning coincidence.
Well, because I have a lot of artist friends, and they've all told me that furries are fucking easy to part with their money. They all told me that furries are willing to fucking spend big bucks on furry content, so I figured it would be
I don't even deny that part of it, TJ.
Easiest demographic to market to.
Really? That's strange. I mean, there's much more popular sexual fetishes that exist.
Well,
in the
yeah,
world,
obviously there are more popular ones, but what I'm saying is that a furry and his money are soon parted.
I mean, TJ, look, you know,
that saying exists for a
but,
reason.
I mean, but that still doesn't preclude the possibility that you enjoy and are a furry. I mean, you've crassly manipulated it, maybe you realize there's potential there because you're interested in that community.
It doesn't preclude it, but it doesn't confirm it. See, look, even the furry in the chat.
I feel like we're almost just splitting hairs here, TJ. You've already admitted to it.
They admit they will empty their wallet for furry stuff. So, I mean, like, yeah, it's just like they're very willing to spend money on this. So I just
fact. I mean, just further proof that you have a deep understanding of this community and its mindset, TJ, that only would come from.
I mean, I don't need that deep of a mindset. I know fucking artists and they've all told me like, hey, when I get furry commissions, I make a bunch of money off of them.
So, I mean, you yourself have said you've made $2 million off of your comic.
Yeah, that's true. $2 million.
$2 million, dude. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you don't have to even do this show right now if you don't want to. But
right.
I mean,
very profitable venture for me.
You know, but I just, it's TJ for me. You know, for a comic to be that successful, it can't simply just be, going ham. It can't simply just be TJ Wright that you know you just made it's a poorly drawn, poorly made comic that just. You know, failed. I mean, it has to be some level of popularity and, you know, artistry, I would say. Like, you have to put something together that's really going to excite the audience of this. And how are you going to know to do that and write a story if you don't understand the target demographic or the people you're targeting?
I mean, they're really not that hard to understand, Scotty. They're very simple people.
I mean, you have to prove that to me, Jay. How do you know they're just simple people?
I mean, obviously, I was able to exploit them very easily.
I mean, it didn't seem like it was that easy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I mean,
there's a lot of effort was put in here.
I mean, you should listen to Chelsea and buy it, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm personally not going to buy it, TJ.
Buy TJ's furry comic. Why not? You know, I mean, one of the things
as you created it, I mean, if you happen to give it to me for free, I mean, I'll review it, but.
Well, one of the things.
I personally part of my money for it.
One of the things about this, you know, comic is that actually, you know, I tried to make it also have a non-furry appeal. You know, I tried to tell a good, compelling story with it, you know, because I think that works for anybody, no matter what their interest set might be. So.
Did you come up with this title, TJ?
I did.
Did you create these characters?
Yep.
Did you create the sort of backstories with surrounding these characters' lives?
Yep.
Did you write the scenarios?
Yep.
I mean, so it's fair to say, I mean, you know, I mean, obviously you didn't do the artwork, but everything else, I mean, this is entirely, this was a story entirely created by you?
Yep.
All right, so the artists had no input in the actual storyline. They merely just drew what you told them to, your direction.
That is correct.
Interesting. I mean, look, you know, I mean, TJ, just you say there's not good evidence, but we've just had a conversation that said you are the sole creator of this. And you said it's done extremely well.
Steve
is good. Wow.
Yeah. And then he's not even a furry. He actually hates furry content. He only bought mine because it was by me. And
I just had a conversation with the individual. They're actually deeply.
Normally, Steve Boo fucking despises furry.
Steve Boo is actually deeply involved in this community. I think he probably would find that assertion you just made offensive.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. I feel like the cover and genre spoils that the pig is going to die. Well, it's a vore comic, stupid. Of course he's going to die.
It's the big bad wolf with the pig. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't be a
what
fucking.
What's gonna happen?
Don't be a dumbass, dude. It's called going ham. He has like literal. Doesn't he have like meat like lines on his fucking body in that fucking pic too? Like, I don't know how. It's not exactly fucking subtle, dude. Like, what the fuck? How am I stupid for being right? Subvert my expectations, you hack.
Look, I didn't want to do this.
Okay,
but
you're gonna have to.
I feel like at this point I have to, TJ.
All right, you have to do it.
Can you, I feel really bad doing this, but I feel like if there's no direct confrontation, mm-hmm. there's going to be no admission.
Okay.
Gotcha. TJ, who's this?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
It doesn't look familiar to you at all, TJ?
No, I have no idea who that is.
No clue.
No clue.
This doesn't ring any bells to you, TJ.
I already told you it doesn't.
Are you sure about that, TJ?
I don't know who the fuck that is.
You've never seen this persona, this furry in your life?
No.
So let me ask you this, TJ. This isn't a picture of you in a fursuit.
No.
No, it isn't.
No, it is not.
What if I had it on good authority that this is indeed you in a fursuit?
I would say that authority must not be very good, because that's not me.
I mean, in fact, I don't think we're going to establish that's not you, TJ.
Yeah, I mean, we first got to establish that this is not you.
It's not me. I mean
do you have proof this person is not you, TJ?
I mean, I don't know how I'm supposed to prove a negative. How am I supposed to prove it isn't me? I mean, first of all, it looks way too short to be me.
How do you tell the height of somebody just from a picture like this? There's no frame of reference, TJ.
I mean, I feel like there's plenty of frame of reference here.
You would need a big belly. Obviously, you got a big old gut, dude.
That's not even my general body shape. I mean, that's absurd. I have a very long torso. This person has kind of like some weird stubby limbs I don't have.
No, well, that's the costume. It's making it difficult for you to see that.
Person has a very long torso, TJ, if you ask me.
I mean, it's just because I have a
long torso.
Fat, exaggerated.
When we look at
belly,
that shadow, TJ, and we do some basic mathematics, we can determine the height of this individual is about the same height as you.
I don't think so. This person looks very short to me.
This person looks about your height.
I guess there's I guess there is no real frame of reference I can point to, but they just don't look very tall.
I mean, looking at the weight, looking at the amount of space that someone like TJ would need, this pretty much just checks out.
That's a Vorgut, another TJ fetish. Yeah, but I wouldn't be on the fucking eating end of the Vor. That's stupid.
Well, I mean, look, you don't have to admit it here today. That's fine. I mean, look, everyone else here is convinced. You've asked them. I mean,
they look about 6'6". They do not look 6'6". You're fucking retarded.
Yeah, I think they do. Well, I mean,
who's this?
When everyone else looks at reality and says the same thing, you say something different. Is it them who's mad, or is it you?
I mean, I'm just fucking saying what's real. I don't know. I'm not even upset.
I wasn't saying you were upset. I'm just saying, like, I mean, you might be borderline insane.
I don't think so.
Oh, I've been mad in the sense of your sanity.
Are you also claiming this is me?
Height, check. Body shape.
This person does look taller.
Segments, check.
Okay, so I'm the only tall segmented person in the world.
I'm not saying you are.
I'm not even a Deadpool fan.
I didn't say you were.
Well, they're wearing a Deadpool shirt.
Your fursona may be a Deadpool fan, TJ.
I am not a fucking... I do not have a fursona, okay? Especially not a goddamn panda. That's ridiculous. Hmm. Is that a panda? That's supposed to be a panda, right?
Oh, no. I mean, TJ, really?
I just don't remember pandas having like a delineated stripe across the tops of their legs. Maybe they do. I don't fucking know.
I mean, it's a costume, TJ, of course. I mean, there's going to be some license taken with it.
Well, I just don't know.
I
assume it's a fucking
panda. Recognize your own costume? That's strange.
It's not called a costume, guys. It's called a fursuit, and that's not mine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me, TJ.
Yeah, it's called a fursuit.
Yeah, oh, right. Yes. That. I mean, of course. I mean, you're very quick to point that out.
We wouldn't really know the terminology, but somebody inside the furry family.
I mean, we literally just read an article explaining that it's called a fursuit, and you know it's called a fursuit.
I didn't remember that.
That is common fucking knowledge.
Okay? I've heard it called that before, but I mean, TJ, here's the thing. As someone on the outside looking in, I could make that mistake. But someone like you, TJ, you've never made that mistake. And immediately were defensive when I said that. So that's kind of interesting.
I don't think that's me.
I mean, look, TJ, I'm not saying there's a small possibility maybe you're not. But I mean, like, it's like just the overwhelming evidence. It's a preponderance of evidence in favor of you being that. I mean, we have video evidence. We have evidence of just for the fact that we've had conversations. I mean, you've mentioned it thousands of times on a podcast. I mean, how much more do you need? Paul's now provided photographic evidence, TJ.
I mean, his
multiple photographs.
I mean, we've seen artwork commissioned by you.
His photographic evidence is dog shit, though. It's not.
I mean, TJ, you created a furry comic. I mean, artwork commissioned by you. I mean, it just goes on and on. I mean, TJ, it could all just be some crazy coincidence. Sure. You can say, oh, you got it all wrong, guys, but it just doesn't seem that way. And I think if you look at it, I think the perspective of most people that have looked at this evidence, TJ, is they've come to a different conclusion. You can, of course, deny it, but I mean, the conclusion we've all come to is that you're, in fact, in denial about what you are and what you like to do.
I just think it's absurd. I think it's absurd.
What do you think is absurd specifically?
I think this whole fucking line of inquiry is absurd.
Why?
I mean, do we have to ask the judge for permission to treat you as a hostile witness, TJ?
I mean, I just don't think you should be treating me as a witness at all. I don't understand this whole inquiry.
I mean, I'm starting to feel a little bit of hostility coming out. And look, we're coming at you with nothing but love and concern, TJ.
That's some bad vibes you're bringing to this, TJ.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't intend to bring any bad vibes. I'm just...
I'm sure it's not your intention. It's just that people are becoming defensive.
I think it's just disrespectful, you know, when I've spent the last 30 minutes or more explaining to you I'm not a furry, and you just continue to persist in this fucking idea that I am.
What would it be another way to describe what you've spent the last 30 minutes doing?
defending myself from spurious accusations of being a furry. I mean, I don't even say accusation because I don't even think it's shameful to be a furry.
I mean, I just, that's interesting. Interesting how you, I mean, like, your language.
But
false, I mean, like, you're a flip flopper.
We could call it, we could call it 30 minutes of denial, couldn't we?
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's denial, but it's denial for a reason. I mean,
you've been all over the place. I mean, it's hard to keep,
I mean,
you know,
I was,
heads and tails.
I mean, I was kayfabing some furry hate earlier for entertainment value, but like in real life, obviously, I have nothing against furries.
I mean, promoted so a comic, TJ. You've come
there's
here
no
today.
Fucking reason to fucking, you know, be in
what
denial.
What inspired the comic, TJ? What inspired the comic? I'm just kind of curious.
I mean,
you said it's only financial, but I mean, like, what's
purely,
your second?
Purely motivated by money, Scotty. Purely motivated by money.
There's no other motive? You weren't titillated by your own work of art, TJ?
No, actually, I found it quite disgusting the whole time I worked on it.
I found it to be disgusting.
Yeah, I was disgusted by it. I reviled it, to be honest with you. I mean,
you truly feel that way. I mean, if you truly feel that way, TJ, then would you have no problem now committing to everyone here today to taking that comic off of sale?
Well, no.
It's obviously personally disgusts you.
Well, I mean, personally, it might not be my cup of tea, but I still am making money off it, so I'm not going to take it down.
Well,
obviously.
Look, how about this? Checkmate. How about you donate all the money to a furry-based charity, TJ?
Checkmate, okay, well, TJ. That was on a dare. All right.
I mean, this is definitely someone who's tall.
I mean, no, but
this someone who's
okay,
big.
Obviously, that is me. But I was only wearing this on a dare. All right, someone dared me.
Oh, it was a dare.
This was just a dare.
Was that person you? That did you dare yourself?
You dare yourself? You looked into a mirror and said, "I dare you."
No,
I dare you.
No, I got into a fucking debate about whether or not, you know, the fucking T-Rex was during the Cretaceous or the Jurassic or whatever the fuck. And I was wrong. I don't even remember what the fuck year it was from, but I was wrong. And because I lost, I had to wear this fucking fursuit for a day, you know, and that was just a fucking bet. I did not actually enjoy wearing that fucking fursuit. You know, I mean, it does represent my segments nicely, but no, this
Paul,
is not.
He didn't enjoy it, but what is he doing with his hand there? It's almost like he's going tee.
He's saying well, tee-hee for sure. I mean, that's the international tee-hee.
That was part of the pose. So, you know,
I mean, you could have just stood there stoically and somberly. I mean, if it was just a dare. Or a bet you lost.
I mean, doing the tee-hee was obviously part of the fucking bet, you know.
I mean, what would have mattered? I mean, because, I mean, ostensibly your identity was hidden and safe. I mean, but you've now admitted that you're around people, TJ, at the very least, that have costumes or, no, I'm sorry, fursuits, TJ, that will fit you easily. I mean,
so I didn't say, I never made the claim fursuit would fit me. I never said that.
Okay, but fursuits are very expensive to put together, correct?
Well, this person obviously had this standing by.
What do you mean, this person? I mean, didn't you just admit
you expect us to believe they had your a suit that
well,
fit
no,
you
I
just
mean,
right?
The
exactly.
Person, the person I made the bet with.
How obviously. Tall are you, TJ?
I'm 6'6". This is also a 6'6" person. They just happen to have this on standby.
No such person has ever been known to anyone in TJ's life. I mean, this person has clearly just been invented conveniently.
I mean, this
covers
is just
the fact that TJ's invested thousands of dollars into his fursuit.
This was just someone I met at a fucking bar. That's it.
It happened to be 6'6".
Yeah.
And also have a giant fursuit that fit you perfectly. You happened to make
bet
with or a dare with, and then you lost, and then you were forced to wear the perfectly fitting fursuit that just happened to be lying around for the person that you met and then made a bet with.
That is correct.
You know what? You're right, weightlifting socialist. I tell you what, TJ, when you're ready, Scotty and I are here. Okay.
We're here, TJ.
We're here for you when you're ready.
TJ, we want you to know that we love you and support you no matter what, TJ, even if you deny your true identity. We'll be here when you're ready to come out to the world and be yourself.
I mean, I was just joking about that last guy. You know, that wasn't really me. I just thought it'd be funny for a bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, TJ. Right. You're right, TJ. It's a good joke.
Whatever you say, TJ.
Yeah. Whatever I say.
Chat's here for you too, TJ. Look.
Aw. That's nice of them. Thanks, chat.
They love
it. Depends on where the knot is going. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't dislike furries. It's okay to be a furry. I mean, you bought my fucking furry comic. You're obviously a fucking furry. Goddamn weirdo. Get out of here. I'm disgusted to even have you as a fan. Someone would read that fucking filth. It's fucking disgusting.
You're lashing out, TJ. You're lashing out.
Why? I don't feel like I'm lashing out.
I feel like you are.
Nah.
Jake Paul versus Nate Diaz fight is about to start. I know nothing about this, but can somebody who cares tell me if Nate Diaz has a good chance of beating the fuck out of Jake Paul? Because I would like that.
That's basically the only level of interest there is.
Yeah, if Nate Diaz is somebody who is capable of beating the fuck out of Jake Paul, then I'm there for it.
Yeah, I never followed MMA stuff too much, but I remember, I think that guy was a pretty successful fighter some years ago.
Because I'd pay to see Jake Paul get the fuck beat out of him.
Well, if you just wait till right after the fight, it'll be flooding social media with people putting out clips.
Very unlikely, but I hope Diaz wins as well. He doesn't. Nate Diaz is the underdog in the betting odds.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Damn.
Nate Diaz was a real destroyer a few years ago. Damn.
All right. Well, so past his prime MMA fighter.
Well, I hope he fucking gets the upset. I hope he fucking just like first round knockouts that motherfucker. Jake Paul only fights people past their prime. Well, yeah.
That's probably a wise strategy for him.
Right, because like no one takes him seriously as a fucking fighter or anything. So, you know, if he keeps fighting people that might beat him but probably can't, then, you know, he can extend the fucking grift forever, basically.
Do you think you could beat Jake Paul's ass, TJ?
No, he's obviously a better fighter than I am.
Oh, no.
He's clearly, I mean, like, I'm not saying he's not a good fighter. I'm just saying he clearly is not, like, capable of, like, beating people that are, like, the creme de la creme of the fighting world. So, he continues to fight fucking people who are, you know, past their prime. It's like TJ wears no fursuit before it's time. What are you talking about? Drop it already. It's ridiculous. TJ would kick his ass. I wish I was capable of kicking his ass, but I'm not.
Lick his ass, maybe.
Yeah, lick it. Maybe I could do that. I wouldn't want to.
I can lick your ass,
but I could. Kick your ass. But I could not. I definitely couldn't kick it. Just have a body hanging from a tree so Jake Paul can record it and you'll win. Maybe I'll just pretend to be a body in a tree, and when he comes to record me, I'll kick him in the face. Because I could maybe win with like a cheap shot.
Yeah, wasn't it Logan Paul who did the body in the forest?
Was it? I can never remember which one was which.
Yeah, I couldn't pick the two out of a lineup, to be honest with you. So
yeah, I know that they look different and stuff, but just play him in chest instead. Well, I'd be even worse at that.
Yeah. It's like, fucking, oh shit.
I'm a terrible chess player.
God, you are a TJ.
Yeah, like I'm retarded at chess.
Like you got like the most obvious trap and TJ's like, I got you. And it's like, TJ, that was a terrible move.
Yeah, don't fucking play chess with me. I'm awful. I can only beat like the worst players. I can't wait for the furry gauntlet, Paul. I know, sorry, little one, but this is going to be a dumpster fire in the deepest depths of hell. And I paid you to find my Xbox. What?
That sounds like the ramblings of a madman and a fool.
I know. What the fuck was that?
Diary of a madman.
That was such fucking gibberish, bro.
Need to take that one back to the drawing board and try again. I'll be here. I'll be waiting. People are trying to push me to get an Xbox instead of a PS5, and I'm not gonna, dude. Fuck that Xbox shit.
Don't listen to them, dude.
Yeah, there's like, there might be some fucking good exclusives at some point, but there's definitely not right now.
I'm waiting for that Xbox Slim the PS5 Slim to come out, and then I'm getting that shit. Because that shit was revealed recently. Not like officially by PlayStation, but it's been pretty much revealed.
Oh, they always do that shit. That's like the life cycle of most consoles. Like, hey, now we have the slim, cool version that's like, I don't know if it'll be cheaper, but it'll probably actually be better graphics.
What about Starfield? I don't want to play that fucking game. I'm sick of BioWare RPGs, and it looks like just another fucking BioWare RPG. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the way that their fucking characters look. They always look the same in every fucking game. And I'm done with it, dude. I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to do it.
It's Bethesda, bro.
Oh, whatever. Same diff. Bethesda, then.
Same goddamn thing. Both start with a B.
Yep.
What more do you need?
They're owned by Microsoft at this point. So to me, it's like, okay, well,
everything's owned by fucking Microsoft.
I mean, I'd like to have hope for like those, like the Fallout franchise and other shit, but I mean, it's just a hard sell to me. Like I'm someone that just is skeptical. So it's like, it had to be just like proven over years. Like, this is an awesome game. You have to be an idiot to not fucking play it at this point.
When Elder Scrolls 5 comes out, I'll play that. I'll play that for sure.
Elder Scrolls. I don't know. I kind of soured on that shit. I mean, I never played any of the Elder Scrolls games. I mean, I just kind of soured on those kind of games when Fallout 4 sucked so bad. So fuck that shit. Should I send you case info of the furry I knew who killed 3 people for the gauntlet? Sure.
Yeah. I mean, why the fuck not?
I'm replaying Witcher 3. Good for you.
Is it 6? Fine. Elder Scrolls 6, then. Whatever. They don't number them anyway.
New Texas Chainsaw Massacre game is coming out in a couple days. I mean, what are the odds of that actually being good, though?
0.0.
I guarantee you that, like, once the fucking novelty factor of, like, I'm controlling Leatherface or whatever the fuck it is, like, once that's done, it's going to be really fucking boring. So, I wouldn't
bother. I mean, look the game up. I don't know. I've heard absolutely nothing
about it. I don't know if you play. I mean, if you play as Leatherface, it might be fun for, like, 10 minutes. If you play as people running away from Leatherface and his crew, then it's going to just totally be a shit show. I really hate all those fucking goddamn games where you have to run and hide from shit anyway. I don't know if it's one of those, but...
Oh, it's an asymmetrical game. So that means that one person will get to play Leatherface and like 4 or 5 people will have to be people running from the Leatherface.
So they did that with the Friday the 13th game too, I think.
They've done it a number of times. Yeah, the Killer Clowns game is that way. There's a game called Dead by Daylight that does it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm watching. It's like someone is at this point, someone's just trying to escape Leatherface's like their compound. And does he get fucking caught? I want to see his ass get caught, dude. Come on, it's fucking lame. Yeah, I want to see someone die in this game. Fuck the shit over they actually escape.
Should show it, Scotty.
I'm trying to find...
you're trying to find something good?
Yeah, where like Leatherface actually shows up. Because that's what I'm interested in seeing. Still nothing? Oh, that's where... Okay, now he showed up. Is she going to do anything? All right, now you're... Okay, so now... part of the plot of the game is you have to get captured. Yeah, it's just kind of a game you're like hiding from. Yeah, it doesn't look that interesting, to be honest with you. I mean, it's like a game where like you sneak around a bunch and shit. Yeah, anything where there's actually anything cool happening. You want to see a kill. Yeah, that's the grandpa or whatever. He's killing you, but I mean, no one fucking wants to do that shit.
Well, here is an unrated trailer about it. Maybe this has some blood in it. Let's see.
I watched a bunch of gameplay footage, dude. I did not see anything cool with Leatherface showing up and like killing the shit out of you.
Well, this is the trailer, so maybe they'll put the good shit in the trailer. You know what I mean? Let's see. There you go. There's some fucking killing for you.
This is gonna be fun.
You know I can't make. Dude, you know what they should do? They should just fucking make all of the like Leatherface and his crew all like MAGA people. Like they should all be wearing Trump hats now. Cause you know they would.
They probably would.
And like the one of their like some of their taunts to the victims should be like, Trump's coming back. Brrr.
Trump 2024.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet. Like somebody make a MAGA movie where it's just like a bunch of fucking teenagers trying to camp out in the woods of Arkansas or something.
Yeah, and like a bunch of Trump supporters murder them.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, hey, back in the day when fucking filmmakers used to fucking exploit, you know, that sort of thing going on in the country instead of like running from it, that movie totally would have happened. But unfortunately now our filmmakers are all fucking pussies.
Well, they kind of made that Most Dangerous Game MAGA movie, remember?
Yeah, but they didn't lean into it nearly hard enough.
Yeah.
It was like way too subtle about it. You gotta be real, like that kind of movie should be totally fucking unsubtle in your face. Like they should just be outright fucking MAGA hat wearing crazy. And that was a movie about people of like some crazy libs murdering Trump people, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, you're right.
That was like the reverse. And it wasn't even, they weren't even like outright Trump people. Like they were just like coded as Trump people and shit. So I don't know.
You can't hide from me. This is your own fault.
I noticed that whoever made this game is like a big fan of butts because there's been a lot of butt shots in this trailer.
Oh, yeah. A lot of butts in it.
A game based on true events.
Whatever, man.
Looks pretty meh, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like an, if I wanted like an inferior version of the same like story or whatever, I guess I could play this.
This looks like it would get old super fucking fast.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think any entertainment value you get from this is gonna fucking be very short lived. So I would not fucking waste money on it.
Fuck no. Wouldn't spend any, like, yeah, if it was like a dollar to play it or something, then maybe.
It looks like a fucking, I mean, I might pay like $5 for it or something if I was like bored and was just like, huh, I guess maybe it might be fun to chop some people up for a fucking couple minutes or.
What about like an action movie called MAGA versus Woke?
Dude, I mean, yeah, why not? Like, just wouldn't
like The Purge, but it's just like MAGA people versus wokes.
And fucking have have different versions. Like, send out half the prince with the fucking MAGAs winning and half the prince with the wokes winning.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll keep coming back to see the ending they want. You know, why the fuck not?
Dude, get America to vote on it, too. That's how you do it. Get all the MAGA people. Look, you guys got to text in your votes. Y'all got to call on and vote.
You could make a movie totally schlock, and it would fucking sell millions and millions of tickets. If you just, like, can you imagine? The whole internet would be on fire once the fucking teaser for that dropped.
Yeah. Especially if you just called it outright like MAGAs versus wokes and they're all just murdering each other and shit, and just make it cathartic for both sides. Like have plenty of cool kills of MAGA people, have plenty of cool kills of woke people. Cause then even people who don't give a shit either way will just be like, yeah, cool kills though. So yeah, I mean, I think it's a money making goddamn idea.
It's like, kill him, Cletus. Excuse me. Did you just misgender me? It's them. Oh, well, fuck you. That's woke. Don't be woke in my damn presence, you some bitch. It's
they them of a bitch. MAGA versus Gussie. What the fuck is a Gussie? Do I even want to know what a Gussie is?
I don't know. I don't want to know what a Gussie is.
TJ, you should have Paul and Scotty review MTG MAGA MVP. I mean, it's just dog shit. There's barely anything to fucking say about it. It's just retarded.
I watched TJ's video of it today. I've seen enough. I echo his sentiments, and that's all I need to do, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, like, everything you expect to suck about it sucks. It's nothing like, it's nothing especially worth fucking commentary on, to be honest with you. Like, the fucking, I spent about as much time on it as I'm willing to, and I don't feel like particularly like I need to show it to others, you know?
Spread it across the lands, DJ.
Yeah, I don't think it's needed. I have an appreciation for mega cringe. Well, I mean, so do I, but I don't even think it's really mega cringe enough. Like, it's just like, it's pure cringe, but it's not good cringe. Rapper was subpar, I mean, to say the fucking least. I'm not talking about it anymore. I already fucking said what I need to say. Fuck you. Quit trying to make that a topic of discussion. I'm not doing it. Originally gussied up, but Urban Dictionary says gussy is the same as bussy, but using the guy's word. Didn't we say we didn't want to know? We said we didn't want to know.
They don't care.
No one cares. No one's going to use gussy in 5 minutes, okay? It's like a word that's dead on arrival. No, I'm not getting the new Mortal Kombat. I don't care. You've seen one, you've seen them all.
Yeah, Chidi was never, you've never been too much into fighting games.
I mean, I'm all right. I mean, like, look, Mortal Kombat fucking 1 and 2, fine. Mortal Kombat fucking 10, when they kind of like reinvented the wheel, fine. But now they're just doing fucking Mortal Kombat 10 clones. They all have the same basic mechanics and shit. It's just boring. I've already played that game. It's not different enough to fucking interest me. Come back in 10 years when you fucking reinvented the wheel again and I'll consider it. The latest Street Fighter, I have no idea. I have a demo of it downloaded, but I haven't played it, so I don't know.
Latest Street Fighter looks like shit.
Oh, damn, really?
Unfortunately.
I mean, I've never been super into the Street Fighter game since, like, you know, really the Super Nintendo era, but I always, when I played them, I was always like, yeah, it was a fun little diversion. But I don't know. A lot of the gaming industry, honestly, is churning out a lot of shit. And it seems like the more mainstream it is, the worse it sucks. I mean, it's like Diablo. Like, everything I've heard about Diablo, because I was gonna consider, you know, maybe I'll get Diablo, but everything I've heard about it has just been like, after a certain point, it's not really fun or challenging. I mean, so it sounds like even if it's a game worth playing, you're better off waiting. And it's almost kind of like the approach you have to have with games now, for the most part. Is like, well, are they actually going to release a fully functional, decent game? Because that's actually a question you have to ask yourselves if you're like pre-ordering games and you're playing them at launch.
Dude, it was years ago that I saw somebody made this like satirical video that really wasn't all that satirical, where they were talking about how games have a release date and a playable date, and that you should just wait 3 to 6 months for the playable date and get it then.
Yeah, wait till they fix all the problems, basically.
I mean, you have to. I mean, like, Cyberpunk is a great example of a game that got super hyped. People fucking lost their minds over it. But it just wasn't ready to be released. You know, but it just been pushed back. So there's like shareholders and market pressure.
Yep.
And criticism for not releasing a game. So it's like, okay, shit, we'll release a game that's not all the way where it needs to be.
Yeah, I love these fucking fanboys and shit that are constantly like, fuck, release it, damn it. Fuck you. You fucking taking too long. And then when it comes out unfinished, they're like, why has it fucking been released unfinished? It's like, because of you, dumbass. Because they were tired of fucking your fucking crazy ass complaining nonstop about how long it was taking. So now you get a fucking shit product. I mean, it's not always that person's fault, but like, you know
how long people work on a game now? There's still going to be a day one 50 gigabyte patch. I mean, I think it does matter. I would argue that it is actually of paramount importance. And it's not necessarily the length of time. It's the length of time that's going to produce a game that's going to be fully playable and immersive and interesting to the person playing it. And if you deliver something subpar, you're obviously going to get shit results.
I mean, yeah, games came out completed in the 90s, but games were a lot more fucking simple in the 90s, too. There wasn't some expectation of some, like, open world fucking masterpiece for every fucking release, you know?
I mean, that's another thing too, is I think some of the standards for games have gotten so high where it's like everything's got to be the most amazing game of all time. It's like, that's not necessarily what you're looking for.
Yeah, like this idea that everything that comes out has to be a fucking masterpiece, I think is pretty fucking dangerous for people, because most games are not going to be fucking masterpieces, just like most any fucking art is not going to be a masterpiece.
I think these fucking game developers just need to under promise and over deliver more.
Yeah, stop trying to make every game that you're putting out look like the second fucking coming of Christ, maybe.
Yeah, just like, you know, show off some of the stuff that you know for a fact is going to be in the game, and then just let people fucking, you know, wonder about it. That way, when it comes out, that, because like that was the big problem with fucking Cyberpunk, is that Cyberpunk was totally playable when it released. Yeah, it had some bugs and shit, but it was perfectly playable. It was just missing a lot of things that they promised would be in it.
Oh, there was videos. I mean, I can't speak from personal experience, but people posted a bunch of videos online of like, it's broken. I mean, obviously, that's part of how, what feeds narratives like this, is people hear that. And then obviously, I guess, Paul, you played it at launch and, you know, obviously you were able to play it. Yeah, but then the narrative becomes they released a broken game.
Right.
And that becomes a more powerful narrative than the fact that they just underdelivered.
The weightlifting society. The game is still glitchy. I mean, it's fucking huge and complicated. I mean, like, I don't feel like that should necessarily be like a litmus test at this point, because like games are so fucking huge and expansive now. You know, like they're bound to have some fucking glitches in them. I don't know, like, what is glitchy for a game of that size and complexity to you? Because I feel like I've seen people play it and not fucking run into one glitch once over like long playthroughs, you know, like I don't feel like it's so glitchy it's like unusable or some shit. I don't even feel like it's like all that glitchy at all.
I've played games that I've been told are notoriously glitchy. I think the glitchiest game I ever played was Fallout 4.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, I played Fallout New Vegas and that motherfucker was definitely glitchy. There was stuff I couldn't even fucking do.
Yeah, but that definitely did happen.
But like, you know, it was still a fun game. I mean, the glitches were over. I mean, there was too many for sure. Like when I played when I played Red Dead Redemption 2, I played from start to finish and shit. And I mean, there was glitches in that motherfucking game. I definitely ran into glitches during my fucking run, and that's considered a fucking masterpiece. And there was at least fucking 4 or 5 times it fucking glitched out and did shit it wasn't supposed to. I'm not like, oh my god, what a glitchy piece of shit. I guess it's not a masterpiece now.
The only time I'm really pissed off at a glitch, to be honest with you, is if it just crashes the game and I have to restart and I lose everything I did.
Yeah, or if it's just like so constant that you can't even fucking play the game.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, if it renders the game unplayable. I mean, obviously.
Right. Then, yeah. I mean, if the fucking game is broken, that's a fucking whole other story. It's not broke now, but at launch it was. PS3 is crazy bad with that save file program. I don't know what that particular issue is, but...
I had a PS3 that the Blu-ray player went bad pretty quickly on it. But I think in that generation, it was the Xbox Red Ring of Death. That was way more common. I remember actually, I helped Stevie buy an Xbox, and he got it, and like, he was so lucky. He had it for like 11 months, and it fucking red ringed, and he was able to get a warranty and get it fixed. Because past that time, that was a big controversy, was like people were basically sold defective units that just wouldn't boot.
Yeah.
I still have a PS3. Yeah, I mean... The PS3 I had, I gave to Stevie years ago, and like I said, the Blu-ray player broke and had a bunch of other issues with it, but also might have been Stevie not taking care of it. I don't really know what he did with it once I no longer had it.
Everybody who had an Xbox got the red ring. That does seem like pretty much everyone did at some point.
Yeah.
I did.
For the most part.
I had a 360. I didn't get it right at launch, but I had a 360 for years and never red ringed on me.
That's cool.
I think they eventually fixed it. But
yeah, you probably got it after they worked it out.
That's why I don't fucking go buy first day shit hardly ever anymore.
Yeah.
Dude, reseller is such a big thing now, Paul. It's almost impossible anyways, unless like you just want to camp in front of a store that's going to get like 10 of these, like, you know, whatever the new device is. Or you're going to pay a reseller a fucking arm and a leg. It's like I got a PS5, but I refused to buy one scalped. And I think I had to wait about two and a half, three years to get one.
Chrono Trigger remake is still in the works. Didn't they already do that? Or are they doing like a more comprehensive one now?
Probably more comprehensive.
Because I remember they kind of did like a little re-release, like, I don't know. Like,
did they do an HD remake of it or something?
10, 15 years ago, they did something with it. And they added some like animations to it and stuff. It really didn't add much, to be honest with you. I'm assuming whatever they're doing now is probably more comprehensive.
Dude, I'm convinced that this fucking MAGA versus woke movie is a great idea, dude.
I mean, I told you it was. Like, that, the marketing is fuck. I mean, like, it would easily go super fucking viral. Both sides would fucking be talking about it.
Yep.
Oh, dude. What if there's some like fights at the movie theater and shit, dude?
Oh yeah. Fuck, I mean, that would just be great publicity for it.
Do you know we could do, guys? We could rent out a movie theater and have like and even stage one if necessary. Like, we have a bunch of like MAGA people and like oh, they're fighting the movie theater. Oh my god, they're fighting. Have security run in like shit, like have some fake cops run in and stop them.
See, like, I think in actuality,
tearing America apart.
I think in actuality it would take some of this like hyper politicized fucking boned up shit on both sides and give people a little release valve for it.
Right. You know, because it'd actually be, I mean, like, you could actually make the case. I mean, I guess you'd have to see what it did, but like, it might actually kind of bring people together in a way, because they'd both go see it to kind of get that catharsis, and they'd have to be amongst each other, you know?
Especially if you did like two endings and released it regionally, you know what I mean? So all right. Over the South, the MAGAs win, and all in the blue states and big cities and shit, the wokes win.
Yeah. Or you could even like fucking give theater chains the choice, or just fucking send them out 50-50 random, you know, who knows? There's plenty of ways you could fucking approach it, but you could just try to fucking demographically target it, like red states. You see the MAGA fucking victory, or you could even reverse it, like, you know, in the blue states, the MAGAs win, in the red states, the fucking wokes win, you know? I mean, there's so many fucking ways you could fuck with that. Or maybe they both just fucking, maybe they both just lose, or both, they both win somehow. I don't know. I hate those cop outs though.
No, I can't be some shit like that. That's fucking lame, dude.
I will be in occupied MAGA territory. That sucks. It's usually not really that bad, though, honestly. Like, there are definitely some parts that are worse than others, but, like, a lot of MAGA areas are not really all that fucking bad, you know, like, in and of themselves, as long as you don't actually start to converse with people too deeply. That's when usually becomes concerning.
What's the plot of the film? I mean, the plot of the film is that, like, tensions finally come to a head and both sides of the fucking culture war militarize and start going after each other.
Yeah, and it's just a fucking battle royale, you know? They all fucking murdering each other and shit. I know about the modern sundown town and shit. But, like, even most MAGA-controlled areas are not necessarily sundown towns by their very nature. That's like a distinctive strain.
MAGA is forced to dress in drag in the liberal ending. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like they're marched through the streets dressed as drag queens and shit.
They're forcibly transitioned.
Oh yeah. Fuck.
You can choose to die or you could choose to transition. Choose death. Too bad. First you're in transition.
Then death.
No.
You will be buried as a woman.
Here lies Samantha. I love it. Yep. What happens if in the MAGA ending? What do the fucking wokes have to do?
I mean, what would the MAGA guys do? They just probably kill them all, right?
Well, yeah, but like, what would be the I mean, if you're gonna have an ending that humiliates the MAGA people, the fucking woke people should definitely be humiliated somehow in their ending.
They have to. They're forced into trad relationships.
Yeah, anyone trans is forced to deconvert.
Yeah, the blue hairs have to like dye their hair back to normal colors and put an apron on and cook food for a MAGA.
Yeah, they shave their heads. Get rid of that nasty blue hair. Get in the kitchen.
They're putting estrogen in the water. That's true. So much estrogen in the water these days. Anyway, that would be our sloppy seconds, I think. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you again on Tuesday. Peace.